More than 70 years ago, another director took on the end of the planet. The radio production of The War of the Worlds made Orson Welles a star. But Welles had already been hailed as a genius a year earlier for a stage production. He was 22 years old, and the newly founded Mercury Theater did a groundbreaking adaptation of Shakespeare's Julius Caesar. Here's Welles from a radio production.
Brutus's love to Caesar was no less than his. If then that friend demand why Brutus rose against Caesar, this is my answer. Not that I loved Caesar less, but that I loved Rome more.
It's that Orson Welles that captivated modern-day director Richard Linklater. He's the Austin-based auteur behind the films Dazed and Confused, School of Rock, and Before Sunset. His latest is called Me and Orson Welles, which takes place during that production of Julius Caesar. It's about a teenage actor, played by Zac Efron, who learns the ropes at the feet of the master.
I know young bloods look for a time of rest.
I have slept, my lord, already.
It was well done, and thou shalt sleep again.
Really? Oh, fine.
Lucius, I love you beyond measure. You're the one person in this entire company who doesn't need any more rehearsal. You are what I call a God-created actor.
Richard Linklater, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So this is set in 1937, and that's a year before Orson Welles produced War of the Worlds. So what attracted you to this early 22-year-old version?
Yeah, well, I think when most people think of Welles, they think, you know, they maybe start at War of the Worlds and quickly get on to Hollywood and Citizen Kane. But at this moment in time, he and John Houseman have started the Mercury Theater, and Caesar was their first production. And it still goes down in history as, you know, the greatest Shakespeare production in U.S. history. So it was fun to recreate this kind of vibrant moment in his life where he's kind of finding his own genius. And you see him so confident. You just see the Welles that you're going to see in War of the Worlds and radio and film. He's reinventing every medium he's touching at this point. So he's supremely confident.
I am Orson Welles, and every single one of you stands here as an adjunct to my vision. You want a career in the Mercury Theater and in everything else I plan to do? Then remember one simple rule. I own the store. You don't like the way I work here? There's the door. Find somebody else to star you on Broadway. We open tomorrow.
Now, you cast an unknown, or a relative unknown, at least in the film world, as Orson Welles, and that's Christian McKay, who did a fantastic job. This is the kind of role that I think a lot of actors would have loved to grab. Did you think about going for a famous Hollywood movie star as Orson Welles?
Yeah, well, obviously, early on, it would maybe help the film get financed or made. And then you think, well, it just... Remember, like, Gandhi, you know? No one knew who Ben Kingsley was, unless you maybe knew East London, you know, stage or something. That was magical. You could say, oh, that's Gandhi. I'm watching a film about Gandhi. My producers saw that as a plus, and, you know, every now and then there's a breakout performance that excites everyone. The key to his performance is actually Christian's a world-class pianist. He traveled the world, you know, performing. He was told he was a genius from a very young age, just like Welles. He kind of has this elevated spirit about him, big personality. So the key to this performance is him bringing himself to it.
Julius Caesar isn't the only dictator in the film. Orson Welles, this is the first time, I guess, people have seen his style of work. How would you describe him as a director?
Well, first off, I mean, he's young. He's 22. But he is a genius. He has this concept. He's done an amazing adaptation. You know, he had written books on Shakespeare as a teenager.
But enough of the nice stuff. The guy was kind of a bully at times and emotionally manipulative.
Yeah, he's a little overbearing at times. But if you see some of those arguments that he's having with John Houseman, and they notoriously yelled at each other a lot, there's a certain entertainment value to them. There's a wit. So within all of it, I think he was probably a lot of fun to be around, as long as you could find your little subservient position within his genius that takes up pretty much the whole room.
Well, did you direct actors the same way Orson does?
No. Film? I might think some of the things he says, but I would never say them out loud.
Richard Linklater is the director and producer behind the new film Me and Orson Welles. It opened this weekend in New York and L.A. More cities to follow. Richard Linklater, thank you so much.
Oh, nice talking to you.